Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Lawyers for convicted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev call more witnesses today as they try to explain his actions and spare him from the death penalty. As WBUR's David Boeri reports, nearly all the testimony yesterday focused on Tsarnaev's late older brother, Tamerlan.
About 3:50 yesterday afternoon, the son of the Tsarnaev's landlord at 410 Norfolk Street in Cambridge described first meeting 8-year-old Jahar when his family moved in. "Sweet kid, very sweet kid, skinny kid, cheerful," said Sam Lipson. With 10 minutes left before court ended, it was the first time all day a witness had spoken directly about the defendant. As it had during the first phase of the trial and the previous day, the defense sought to explore the older brother further to give context to the actions of the younger brother in hope of lessening his culpability. Breaking the encryption that protected the files on Tamerlan Tsarnaev's computer, an expert witness for the defense found audio and video files that showed Tamerlan's path to extremism. The jurors saw images of the older Tsarnaev brother brandishing guns while wearing traditional robes and the so-called black flag with Arabic writing adopted by jihadists. In the days before and the days just after Tamerlan left on a 6-month trip to Russia in 2012, someone using his wife's user account searched the web with the question, "If your husband becomes a shaheed, meaning martyr, what are the rewards for you?" Under Tamerlan Tsarnaev's influence, his wife Catherine had converted to Islam and grown increasingly zealous. In Skype messages from Russia, defense witness Mark Spencer testified, Tamerlan sent exhortatory messages and images to his wife, showing maimed and mutilated and emaciated children in foreign lands, the victims of bombings and shootings. The witness said the older Tsarnaev had intentionally placed many such images in a file, and the defense is building its argument that with the same overwhelming influence he had over his wife, Tamerlan used those images and religious calls in the name of Allah to physical violence to convert his younger brother to the same jihadist path. In a conversation recorded in April 2012 and played in Russian in court, Tamerlan says, "I have this rage of hatred inside me." It's likely the defense will continue to probe the older brother's life to explain and save the younger's. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.